Baruch Shechianu, Vikimanu, Vigianu, Lazman Azeh. Welcome everyone to January's man, even if it's not yet January. So, right. Oh. Be'ezras Hashem, we have a very exciting limud, hoping to do Pasakum, Bishalakum, Shechar Akum, Chalavakum, Venus Akum, and maybe some more. Probably not. We're going to refer to Stam Yenu today. Today we'll overlap a little bit. In terms of Hachana, we'll go a little quicker for Pas Akum and a little slower for Bishul Akum and consider more of the Lamaisa and the Lamdas just because it's a little more Lamaisa. In terms of Hachanos, you all got the Mar Makomo sheets? I actually forgot mine, but I think we'll be okay. The focus should be, if you didn't yet do it, to do the Gemara and Rishonim and Lamed Hamad Beis, and then I would start the Torah Shulchan Aruch. In terms of your general Hachana, so don't be afraid to go ahead of me, because you might say, oh, well, today I only did Sif Aleph, so tomorrow I'll only do one Sif, but it does not necessarily go evenly paced. So work at your own pace to try to get as much done as you can, and that way it's much better if you're ahead of me than behind me. Okay, so we're going to start with Pasakum, as I said, and we'll begin with a very brief hakdama to some of the issues, and then, again, we're going to follow Seder Shulchan Aruch, but as we go through with Seder Shulchan Aruch, I hope to see the Rishonim as well. Those quoted in the Beis Yosef as well as some of those who are not quoted in the Beis Yosef. So, in terms of the issues we're going to bring up in this Hakdama, we will see all these issues again as we go through the Sif, but just so we're not starting in the middle. You saw the Gemara that there goes there on Pas Akum. The Gemara says that's because of Chasnas. It was one of the Yudches Dvarim Shegazru Talmidei Beis Shammai Uveis Hillel, and therefore this was something that took place during the period of the Tanaim. When they were gozer with respect to Bishul, it's subject to a debate. According to Tosfos, they originally were gozer on Bishul Akum, and subsequently they were gozer on Pas Akum. Tosfos assumes that the concern for Chasnus with respect to Bishul Akum is greater. Why is that? Presumably because the interactions over the course of a meal are more intimate, more likely to lead to Chasnus than simply the purchase of bread. The Ramban says the exact opposite, that originally they were gozer on Chasnus, and subsequently on Bishul. Why is that? Ki lo al lechem levado yechya adam. So on lechem alone, man does not live, but primarily on lechem. So therefore, the concern of Chasnus is even greater with respect to lechem, and they subsequently were gozer on Bishul. According to the Rambam and the Ran, as we'll see, it sounds like they were gozer, both of them at the same time. It sounds like from the Rambam they were both from the Yudches Dvarim. And then, of course, we'll have to figure out why they were separated as two separate gzeros, why they're in the Mishnah, and they're not even in the Mishnah one right after the other. And we'll see, basically, the answer is that they were separated because they have different rules. Even if they were nigzar at the same time, they follow different rules. Is the Isser of Pas Akum applicable today? So the Rishonim were medayik from the Gemara that the Gzeira of Pas Akum was lo nispashet. According to some Rishonim, they were matir befoal. They actually uprooted the Gzeira. According to some, they were only matir when there was no Palter Yisrael. According to others, they were matir b'chol makom. And even, as we'll see, if we assume that we're mako for pas palter, that doesn't necessarily apply to pas balabayas, bread, homemade bread, where the concern of chasnus is greater. So that's some of the issues that I'm sure you've already seen. And now let's start with Sif Aleph. So first we have to consider the Iker Gzeira. So the Mishnah says, Ve'elu dvarim shel ovdei kochavim asurim ve'en isura nisura hana, hapas v'ashemen shelohen, Rebu veis dino hitiru hashemen vashlakos. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, they were gozer on Pas Akum, and this presumably is in a situation when there's no kashrus concerned with the pas. The only concern is chasnas. The Gemara explains that's the reason, mishum chasnas. Now, one of the things that you'll notice in these sugyos is that there are many, many chumros al gabe chumros. The Tosa Rush puts it as follows. You'll see this on the first page of your Makoros. Ra'isi, this is the Tosa Rush on the very end of the parak where he sums up a lot of the issues. Ra'isi uvinosi begzeras chachamim v'takanosam v'hine hosifu geder al geder v'siyag al siyag laslos mishmeres l'mishmeres l'man lo nisariv bagayim. So to avoid intermarriage and intermingling, they made gzeira gabi gzeira, and he explains, HaTorah amra bito lo tikach levnecha derech kicha asra Torah. V'halach l'moshe misinai derech zinos b'farhesya, kanayim pogin bo b'shas maisa. Uveis dino chashmonai hosifu lasor zinos b'tzinot. So that was one gzeira. Beisil v'shamai asra al yichud. That was the second gzeira. Vishuv asru yeinam misham benoseim, a third gzeira. Vishuv hosifu laso shlakos misham chasnos, a fourth gzeira. Vishuv rau od lesser pitan vishimnan misham chasnos, a fifth gzeira. Vishuv hosifu lesser sashecher mipneishu matzui beneim. So six gzeiros, one on top of the other, in order to prevent chasnos. The Ben Ishchai, also this on the Makor Roshit, says, V'lachain Chazal chashu me'od ledavar zev asuk darim v'siyagim lishmar osanu me'iser hachiton ve'akum shelo yilaked ish Yisrael v'davar zev v'lo chashu lasos gedarim v'siyagim l'shar isurei Torah kasher asu l'zev. We don't find in other isurei Torah so many gzeros al gabi gzeros, siyagim al gabi siyagim, as we find in matters with respect to chasnas. Why isn't it a concern? Ein gozim gzera al gabi gzera. So first of all, they're not necessarily gzera X, atu Y, atu Z, atu A, atu B, but really they're all atu chasnas, for the most part. There might be some cases that are not like that. But the real reason is because l'chora, what the Ben Ishchai says over here and what the Rush implies, is that we're not so much concerned with the isser of chasnas as an isser per se, but rather intermarriage is something that leads to a destruction of our religion. It breaks down the whole system of Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's not that they were choshesh machmas the iser chasnas. The iser chasnas, as we'll see, is not actually such a severe iser in a technical sense of the word, but it's something that totally undermines our religion. There's a famous psak Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. There was actually someone who remarkably disagreed with this, but somebody presented to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky the following hara, that it would be better to, you know, we know that we always encourage even non-religious Jews to marry Jewish. So this person said, really, it would be better to discourage them from marrying Jews. Why? Because if they get married to Jews, so then they'll be over on Taras HaMishpacha, it's an Isser Karis. And if they marry non-Jews, so maybe it's a lav. So it's a iser kal compared to an iser chamor. They were, you know, from their perspective, they're much better off marrying a non-Jew. So intuitively, we understand why that's wrong. And that's because, like we said, the concern here, as the Rush is implying, is not the iser of chasnas, but the result of chasnas. And of course, we all know Bizman Hazeh, the incredible need for these distances. People might make fun of them, but Lemaisa, where these harchakos are kept, then intermarriage is significantly mitigated, and when they're where they aren't, so then it is. The Meiri notes that it's not just that doing this will prevent intermarriage, but it ensures a general distance that will prevent intermarriage. In other words, it's not just you're going to go to the bakery, you'll see her daughter, and bada-bing, bada-bing, you'll want to get married. So the Meiri's Lashon is, again, you have it on your Makaro sheets, Kfar biyarnu b'mishnah, shashlako shalgayim asurin medivrei sofrim ratzalomar, davar hamutar shebishlu gai b'veisenu, o b'fneinu v'kelim shalanu, v'afal pishein Boch shash iser, there's no kashrus concern. Aser mishum bishul egayim, kadesh shalo lihis arev beinem yoser midai So that we're not too familiar with each other, we don't have a closeness that could eventually lead to chshash ben oseihem. So these set up a general distance. You see the same thing in that Ben Ish Chai. He writes that the purpose here is to ensure that we are am levadad yishkon uvagoyim lo yischashav. So again, it's not just the chasnos, but to ensure distance. You see a similar thing in the Rambam in his Perush Mishnayos, in our Mishnah. The Rambam writes, Rov hadvarim, again also on the sheets, Rov hadvarim kigon hapas vashlokos vidumehen, amnam nasru kidei shenis racheik mehem, the lo nisarevi mahem, kidei shelo nimashech betaruvenu imahem lehispakros bemasha aser. In other words, Mishum Chasnas shouldn't just be translated in a narrow sense as intermarriage, but he says things that Kedei Shelo Nimashech Al Yidei Ha'Hisarvus Bahem Lefkeros B'Davar Aser, so it doesn't come to Hefkeros B'Dvarim Ha'Asurim, and that's the Geder Ha'Isser. The truth is that these sources that we just saw, especially the Rambam, indicate that it's not intermarriage in the narrow sense, but hefkeros that would result in coming too close to each other. And when we actually look at the Iker Gzeira, we find that that's the case. Though the Gemara says it's because of chasnas, if you look on Shabbos, Yud Zayin Amid Beis, where it tells us about the Yud Ches Dvarim, so the Gemara says that Gazu al Pitan Mishum Benoseihem, Uvenoseihem Mishum Davar Acher. So Pito is because of Benoseihem, but that's not the end. That's not the end of the story, okay? Pas Atu intermarriage, but Benoseihem Atu Davar Acher. What's Davar Acher? Excuse me. It's Avodah Zarah. So the truth is that it goes much further. Actually, the end of the chain isn't chasnos, but it's avodah zarah. Ultimately, that's the concern. Now, that raises an interesting question. If all of this is really atu avodah zarah, so then maybe we could suggest that it shouldn't apply to Muslims. Maybe there should be no isser of pasakim with Muslims, because even though it's true, there's an isser chasnos, presumably, but chasnos is only atu avodah zarah, and since they're monotheists, there should be no concern that we come to avodah zarah. However, if you look at the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, and certainly if you look at the Rishonim, they always stress chasnas, and they don't stress avodah zarah. And even though the Gemara says it's chasnus atu avodah zarah, but l'chora, it was atu chasnas, and therefore any person for which there would be an isser chasnas, that is where we apply the rules of pasakum, bishalakum, and the like, even though the concern of chasnas is really atu avodah zarah. It's interesting, if you look at the Gemara on avodah zarah, lamed vav amud beis, there's actually a machlokas here, but the view of gneva is v'gneva mishmei derav amar kulan, meaning pas yayin shemen and benosehen, is mishum avodas kochavim gazru bahen. So if you take a look over there at the Tosus Rashi Mishans, and you also, the Chalkas Ben Yamin on Biurim on page 4 is medayik this from the Rashba and the Taras Abayis, it sounds like the pshat is like this. Why did they have so many gzeros mishum chasnas? Like we saw before, the Rishonim note, we really have many, many gzeros astu chasnas. The reason why they were so machmir for chasnas is because chasnas could lead to avodah zarah. And that's what it means when it says bitam mishum avodah zarah, or chasnas mishum davar acher. Meaning to say the motivation to be so machmir for chasnas is atu avodah zarah. But ultimately, it's a gzera misham chasnas, and memela, if that's true, then the pashtus is, anytime there would be an iser chasnas, the gzera should apply. And therefore, this is the lesson of the Rashba, uprishu hasam benoseh misham yichod benoseh, I'm sorry, this is also, these are all in your makor sheets, ulafikach kol she'asru bevito aser lishto stam yenam, So that's what you would think. I would think. Sorry. That's what I would think until you get to the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Until you get to the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, again, maybe the motivation for the Chumrah of Chasnas is Atu Avodah Zarah, but the Geder HaIsser is Chasnas. And therefore, again, for Muslims where there is an Isser Chasnas, it makes sense that there should be a prohibition against Pasakum. But the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is very interesting. Kuf Yud Beis Sif Aleph. Asu chachamim lechol pashel amimin ovdei kochavim mishum chasnas. The Gemara, so the Shulchan Aruch doesn't just say asru pashel amimin. There's an added phrase, an added word. Shel amimin ovdei kochavim. And the mashmaus is, it's not all amimin, but it's dafka amimin ovdei kochavim. So here, perhaps, from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, there is a basis to argue for leniency in the case of non-Jewish monotheists. And in fact, the Mata Yehonasan on the page, that's Rav Yonasan Eibershitz, makes this very diuk. Aval be'eno ovi kochavim lo nesar hapas. Sounds like it's only if they're an ovi kochavim. You have this in your Makarosh sheets also, if you don't have it inside your Shulchan Aruch. He makes the diuk that the Shulchan Aruch implies it's only if they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah. L'chora, that's also the view of the Shach. The Shach also implies that the Isser doesn't apply to anyone but Ovdei Avodah Zarah. How does the Shach imply that? Sif Katan Beis, the Shach writes, Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Ein L'kaman Rei Shimin Kuf Chav Gimel, V'Simin Kuf Chav Dalet Sif Katan Yud Beis. So if you follow the dots, it's a little more clear in Kuf Chav Dalet Yud Beis. It says over there, the Lashon of the Rambam, that Yishmaelim ain osin yain nesach kiyim b'shtia. Basically, that when you're dealing with monotheists, they would only make an isser of drinking and not an isser of hana, according to that view. So why is the Shach sending me there? Because just like over there, we distinguish between non-Jews who are monotheists, like the Yishmaelim, and non-Jews who are not, and we distinguish between the din of Stam Yenam, between Ovdei Avodah Zarah and non-Ovdei Avodah Zarah. L'chora, the Shach is telling us that the Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here to make a similar distinction between non-Jews who are Ovdei Avodah Zarah and not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. In which case, I don't know, I guess if you go to Morocco and you want to buy pita bread, even if you're a generally machmir on Pasakum, and you know that no non-kosher ingredients are used in the production of pita bread in Morocco, so then you'd be able to buy the pita. What do they do? They buy. They have kosher bakeries in Morocco, or they get by?
I think Rav Massas permitted them to buy non-kosher.
There you go. So there we go, Rav Massas. So maybe he's being somech on the Shach and the Mata Yonason, even though generally, as we'll see, Sfardim are more machmir for pas palter, at least if there's kosher bakeries. If there's no kosher bakeries either, then there would be room for leniency even without that. So that is that's the view of the Mata Yonasan and the Shach. Now, this Lechora is a very, very big chiddush. Why? First of all, it's not mentioned in the Rishonim. The Rishonim should have mentioned this very important distinction between non-Jews who are monotheistic and non-Jews who are Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And if you look at the Rashba and the Taras Habayis, as well as the Rush, and these are the Diyukim of the Chalkas Binyamin, they both strongly imply, if not being explicit, that the Isser applies to all non-Jews. The Rashba at the beginning of Bayis Chamishi and Taras Habayis is Kol She'aser Bevito, Aser Bishlakos Upito. So again, here, it's clearly an Isser Bevito, so it sounds like there should be an Isser Bishlakos Upito against the Shach and the Mata Yonasan. So, what about the Diyuk and the Shulchan Aruch? So, here's where the new fancy Friedman Shulchan Aruchs come in handy. If you look at those footnotes that they have on the side, they note that the extra word, Ovdei Kochavim, appears only in Mahaduros, Venezia, and onwards, and is likely, therefore, the addition of the censors. So, the basis for this distinction, the Shach's Diyuk, is probably based off of an incorrect girsa. And the correct Girsa is probably to leave out the words. The Shulchan Aruch should say, Asru chachamim lechol pas shel amimin misham chasnos. No extra words, amimin ovde kochavim. If you get rid of the, if you have the correct Girsa, so then the diuk is meikar lasa, and we go back to the pashtus and rishonim, that all this applies to all non-Jews. Even in the Shach, if you look at the Prima Gadim, he says it's pashut, that it's asr to all gayim. Now he doesn't tell you how to read the Shach, but it sounds like he thinks even the Shach agrees that it will apply to all non-Jews. What the Shach's doing, sending you to Kuf Chav Gimel, Kuf Chav Dalet, Tachian. So that is the Stima Saposkim, I think, and Halach Lamaisa. That's what we would follow. Now you could ask the opposite question as well, and that's what's the halacha of a Jew who's a mummer l'avodah zarah. How is that the opposite question? On the one hand, there's technically no iser chasnas, but on the other hand, if you think that the whole iser is atu avodah zarah, so here, if he's a mummer l'avodah zarah, maybe there'll be a concern that he'll lead you to avodah zarah. In other words, as opposed to Yishma'elim, where there is an iser chasnas but no chash that'll lead you to avodah zarah, here there's no iser, it's the reverse. There's no chash chasnas, but there is perhaps the concern that you'll be led to avodah zarah. Now the Tiferes Lemoshe, you have it on your Merkava sheets, incomplete. It's also quoted briefly in the Pischei Tshuva, both in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Tess and at the beginning of our Simen, writes that Mumur Shari Mishum Chasnas Leka Afal Pishachata Yisraelu Umoter Lisa Bita. So this certainly makes sense. If you're going to be Machmir for Yishmaelim, then you should be Mekel for Mumarim, and that's what he says, because there's no Chshash Chasnas. Oh. Now, that's what I would have said, especially in light of our Chumrah from the discussion of Yishmaelim, we should be Mekel over here. However, the Pri Chadash and the Pri Megadim are Machmir. You could argue it's a stira in logic when the Pri Megadim, according to what we said. Now, why is that? So, first glance, I assumed, why are they Machmir? It's because of Lasa Avodah Zarah, like we said, since anyway this is all Aser Atu Avodah Zarah, so then this too should be Atu Avodah Zarah. That's not so pashut, however, because even though it's true, even if we assume that the ultimate cause is Avodah Zarah, it's Mishum Chasnas Atu Davaracher. But still, it's Mishum Chasnas. So if there's no Chasnas, then you can't get to Avodah Zarah. If it was Achshash Atu Avodah Zarah, so then they would say, Gazru Al Pita Mishum Avodah Zarah. It's not what they said. They said, Gazru Al Pita Mishum Binoseyam, Binoseyam Mishum Davaracher, Mishum Avodah Zarah. So it's hard to say that. L'chora, rather, the Pshat, the Iker Tzad L'Hachmir, is something else. It's because Mumer L'Avodah Zarah, for that matter, Mutter L'Chal Shabbos B'Farhesia, is Dino K'Avodah Zarah. We say that Mumer K'Akom L'Chal Davar, and while Kol Davar is, of course, not so Pashut, because for some things we do treat a Mumer like a non-Jew, and for other things we don't, the G'darim are not always clear. Famous sheet of the Gaonim, for example, by marriage and the like, so now's not the time to get into that, but presumably the Machmirim here, the Pri Chadash, held that about this halacha we say, Dino Ka'akum, and therefore if there's an Isser of Pas Akum for Akum, and Mumer is Dino Ka'akum, so then there should be an Isser as well. If you actually look at the Lashon of the Pri Chadash and Simen Kuf Yud Beis Beis, which you have in your Makorah sheets, Lashon's a little strange and funny. He writes, Ulinian Pashel Karayim, Yesh lahachmir v'lasser pitam dum yedigayim shareihem gam kein enam ochlim pashalonu. We should be machmir in their pas. Why? Because they don't eat our pas. I don't know what that means. It's a revenge. Ah, you won't eat our pas. We're not going to eat your pas. Uvetshuvas mabit. He quotes the Rash ve'lo karayim hamachalalin asamoados ki ilu mechalalin shabbosos. The machal the moados, not Shabbos. They keep Shabbos. If you learned the first parak of Sanhedrin, this Zman, you will note that the Rambam and the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos all talk about how the Mumarim are the Karayim are Machal Moados, because they don't, they're Makadish al Piriya, even in Chutz Laretz. What exactly their error is, it is a debate between the Rambam and the Ramban, but one way or the other, the Machal and Moados. I mean, Machal Moados is like Machal Shabbos, Uke'ilu Karvakal Tarkula, and this is also the view of Tshuvas Rav Betzalel and others. So again, I don't know what he means when he says that because they don't eat arpas. Maybe that's, he wrote that for political reasons, for censorship. I don't know, you know. That's not really, I don't think that's the real reason. But he wrote it once we're talking about censorial additions and subtractions. But l'chora the ikratam is like we said, because they're mechalal es ha-shabbos, so dinam ka'akum. That's the mashmos of the prima gadim over here, sifse das of cut and base. And if that's true, perhaps there would be room for leniency when it comes to tinok shenishba as well. Agav, these whole discussions, the discussions we're having now with respect to mummer and yishmeilim and the like, all are equally relevant for bishalakum. So we're not going to have the same discussions again. At the beginning of Kuf Yud Gimel, they reappear. But obviously, whatever we say for one, we're going to say for the other. So that's also the mashmos of the Kaf HaChaim. Again, you have that in your source sheet, Zumiyu. Mashakasav ein ochlam mipashalanu ein raya. That's irrelevant. Ela mishum shemachzikim osam kegayim v'yeshba mishum chasnas. It's kazdinam ka'akam. There's a very interesting ha'ara, though, on this, which is, how does this relate? And here we have, since you requested that we do Stam Yenam, so we'll have a little Stam Yenam here. Also, we'll talk about Stam Yenam a little bit at the beginning of Kuf Yud Gimel. How does this relate to Stam Yenam? So if you look at Chulin on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says that a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah is Mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kula, like we've been discussing. And then the Gemara says, well, how could Yoshafat drink from the wine of Achav? We know that the Nevi'im talk about the military campaign in which Yoshafat, who was a more or less a tzaddik, joined together with Achav. Achav was a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah. So they shared the same food. How could they do that? So the Gemara says, well, Adayin lo asru stam yenam. Because they had not yet prohibited the stam yenam, made the gzeirah stam yenam, so therefore it was okay for Yoshafat to drink Achav's wine. Now, the implication is la'achar she'gazru, then it would be asr. And if we assume that stam yenam is misham chasnus, so too, we should assume that chasnus applies to a mummer. And this would be a strong raya to the machmirim on the shayla, that we would have to be machmir misham chasnus. So how would the Tiferes Lamosha, whose makel, answer this question? So l'chora, the answer is, and the Chalchus Ben Yamin makes this point, I think, or something along these lines, that he holds they have to mechalik between Stam Yenam and Pasakum. When they were gozer on Stam Yenam Shel Mumer, so that related to the concern of actual true Yayin Nesach. And therefore, in that case, there's more of a concern for Mumer L'Avodah Zarah, because there's a concern that a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah, even if he's Jewish, even if there's no chasnus, he might actually be Menasech Yayin Al-Gabi Mizbeach. And therefore, they were Machmir even for the Stam Yenam of a Mumer. Mash Ein Kain, when it comes to Pas, so there is no concern that they made this into Nesachim or something like that. Menachos, I mean, L'Avodah Zarah. It's only when we say Atu Avodah Zarah, it means the Iskarvus is going to lead to the mingling, which will lead to Avodah Zarah, but not that there's any concern that this bread is in any way directly related to Avodah Zarah, and that's why it's different. The Chalkos Ben Yamin tries to show that this probably relates to a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran about the evolution of the various gzeros that apply to Stam Yenam. Did the Isser Hanah from Stam Yenam, was that a second gzeirah? According to the Rashba, it was a second gzeirah, and it wasn't Mishum Binoseihem. It's rather because of Yayin Nesach. And therefore, since it was Mishum Yayin Nesach, it applies even to a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's different than Pas. And the Ran holds that it was all one gzeirah, and since it was all one gzeirah, so we would have the same gedarim for both of them. Halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin on the shayla? And again, this is very relevant, probably even more relevant for bishalakum than pasakum. How would you treat the bishalakum of a mummer? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Chelik Aleph Simen Memhei of Yordea, in your source sheets, says that we're makel by pas. He's tama la machmirin. It's pashut she'eser mishem chasnos. Not sure why the machmirin are so tamua, but he thinks it's pashut that we're mako. And l'chora, like we said, it's possible that this machlokes about whether we're machmir for mumar when it comes to pasakum goes back to what we talked about before, that it's chasnas atu avodazara. So to what extent do we see chasnas and avodazara linked, and that the ultimate concern is avodazara, in which case, if there's a concern of avodazara, because the mumar avodazara should be aser, or perhaps we're more likely to apply the principle of mumar ka'akum l'chol davar with respect to this halacha, or no, do we see that pas is aser mishum chasnas, and that's the gzeira, and therefore wherever chasnas will apply, the iser will apply, and where chasnas doesn't apply, it won't apply. And even though it's true, they were so machmir on chasnas atu avodazara, but still, the geder ha'iser is mishum chasnas. Just parenthetically, if you're interested, Rav Moshe's psak with respect to stam yenam. So there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe in Or HaChaim Chelek Hei Siman Lamed, and he writes that what's the halacha about yayin that a chiloni touches? So he says it's mikra adin, it should be mutter for shtia, and the reason is because there's no concern that they're menasechet lavod zara. However, Rav Moshe writes that the minag rishonim was to be machmir by yayin shemachala of a machal Shabbos. He says though it's mitam minag, it's not a halacha psuka. So for those that are mako, sometimes this comes up. I know that. I was once at somebody's house, and somebody said something that was questionable in terms of Yud Gomel Ikari Emuna, and very gently the Baal Bayis removed the wine from the table. So if that happens, it could be that there, even though again the minhag is to be machmir, but it's not mikar adin. Lagabi tino shenishba, so. Here, l'chora, we could even be more mekel, because it's not dino kemumar. However, many poskim write that you should be machmir l'chan tchila. They make a diok like this from the Rashba. This is the view of the Minchas Eluzer, among other things, and I think Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach also recommended that one be machmir on this shayla, even for tinoko shenishbo. This shayla is much more common in Eretz Yisrael, where most of the wines are not necessarily mavushal. Okay, yeah. And just more marmakomas on the topic of mumar, if you're interested, if you look at your makoros packets, I have some other tshuvos achronim, Avni Nezer, Minchas Yitzchak, Tzitz Eliezer, and others who discuss this. Yeah.
The way we answered with the Tiferes Moshe, the difference between stam yenam, mm-hmm. So wouldn't that actually have nachmin is also for, let's say, like halavakum, let's say,
well, let's see. Why is chalav akum aser?
So, right. So, if the more you said these are stemming off of a chashash trefa or chashash mm-hmm. of some, then maybe you could say that for a mumar.
Yeah. I hear. Problem. So when we do chalav akum, Bezos Hashem, we'll revisit this question, and we'll see. We'll see how did the different svaros play out in terms of chalav akum, where the concern is tyroves chalav tame. Yeah, a very interesting point. Next question. Is this gzeira of pasakum a lo plug or not? So this very much relates to some of the questions that we've been discussing, but a very interesting practical application and nafkamina is posed by the Tshuva Sarashba, which is cited here in the Darkei Moshe, Sifkatan, Beis, and the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. And that is, what's the halacha for paskomrim, priest bread? Why is paskomrim a shaila? Because komrim don't have daughters. So, what's the whole concern? You're going to go to the non-Jewish bakery, and you're going to see the baker's daughter, and you're going to fall in love and want to marry her. Well, if you go to Pasco, if you buy, go to the your local monastery to buy your bread, so there is no concern. There's no women all around. I mean, I guess the nuns are in the nunnery, and the komrim have no daughters. They're celibate. So the Rashba was asked, maybe it should be mutter to buy paskomrim. So the Rashba was machmir. Why? He says, because it's a low plug. In other words, in Achinami, it sounds like he acknowledges that you could argue that the Tam is not relevant. And this, on the one hand, supports, like we were saying, from the majority of poskim, that the concern isn't Avodah Zarah, because if the concern was Avodah Zarah, then Ein Lecha Chshash Gadol Mizeh, going to the monastery to buy your pas. But rather the Chshash is Misham Chasnos. It's true, Chasnos Atu Avodah Zarah, but Chasnos. And therefore, fundamentally, it should be Mutter, because there is no Chshash Chasnos. But the Rashba says that they made it a low plug. His Lashon is the Lo Chilku Chachamim Bigzei Rasan Bein Hagai Sheyesh Lo Panim O Ein Lo. Along similar, so what's the makor for this? How do we know that it's a low plug? So if you take a look at the Gra, Sif Katan Beis, he writes that one source is the Gemara, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, Tinok Ben Yomo. The halacha is that by Tinok Ben Yomo we say he's Osa Yai Nesach, even though there's no Chash Chasnos Befawal, there's no Chash Nisuch Befawal, we see that they made the Gzeir as a low plug. And therefore, hu adin, when it comes to these types of chashos that are also atu chasnas, they were presumably instituted as well as a low plug. The Ramban has a similar discussion. His question was, maybe the Isser pas akum shouldn't apply anymore. Why? Because apparently it was Christian law in Spain that non-Jews can't marry Jews. It's not just Jewish law that the Jews can't marry non-Jews, but it was non-Jewish laws as well. So maybe since it's illegal to marry non-Jews to marry Jews, so there should be no concern. So the Ramban basically gives two answers. He says, first of all, the chashash still is shayach. We're not just concerned with marriage. Adrabah, once it becomes aser, it's mine genuvim, they're even more into it. And there's a concern of znus and this and that. So basically, and they don't listen. So he gives two answers. Number one, unlike the Rashba, just ends the discussion and says, low plug, he says, actually, the concerns are relevant here. But then also at the end, he says, it's a davar shebeminyan, and afal pisha batla time, lo batla takana, and therefore, even if you were to make the case that the time of the gzeira is totally irrelevant, it should still be aser. So therefore, Lemaisa, any case that you're going to come up with where you say, well, in this case, we should be mako on pasakum or bishalakum because the concern isn't relevant. There's no practical chash chasnas. So we're going to have to see if that contradicts this psak of the Rashba and the Ramban. For example, some want to be mako. There's a famous Mepia Shmua Tshuva from Rav Moshe. It's printed in the Rivvo Sephraim, Ephraim Greenblatt, to be Mekel in factories. We'll talk about it a little more later. And at first, the logic is very compelling. There's no practical Chash Chasnos whatsoever. First, there's no interaction with the workers at the factory, and you don't know who made it, and the like. There's no practical Chash Chasnos. When you go ahead and you buy a can of tomato sauce, or whatever, tomato sauce is probably and nachos moshuchai and other things, but you buy something that was produced in a factory, and the question is there a concern of bishalakum or pasakum? So, misvara, you could very easily make the case that the iser shouldn't apply because there's no concern of chasnos. You know, the factory might be in China for all you know. But maybe there's no women working in the factory, all these things. But once we see this Rashba and the Ramban who imply that it is a low plug, so we'll have to say more than it's simply not shayach. Those who are going to be mekel are going to say that it's not just there's no practical concern of chasnas, but this form of production is fundamentally different than the types of productions that were prohibited by the Gemara. And then you have to assess whether that's a good argument or not a good argument. Lemaisa, most poskim are machmir when it comes to bishalakam on the factory kula, but everybody throws it in as a sniff. So in every discussion of bishalakam, that's where the food is produced in the factory, they go back and forth and back and forth, and they say, well, and especially because it's made in a factory, so maybe the issur doesn't apply in the first place. So again, we'll revisit that issue. Similar type of question comes up also in Sivman Kuf Yud Beis, if you saw by Pasporni, the communal ovens and the like. So that too, that Shiloh Pasporni relates to this as well. Okay. One final issue that comes up relating to Sif Aleph. What's the halacha by Pas Akum She'eno Ola al Shulchan Malachim? What does this mean? So we know that when it comes to Bishul Akum, which presumably is also Aser Mishim Chasnas. Which is also Aser Mishim Chasnas, we have a Kula. The Kula, which we'll discuss at length in a couple of days, is that if the food is Eino Olo Shulchan Malachim, it would not be served on a king's table, so then there's no Iser Bishul Akum. So simple, non-fancy foods that you would never serve at a royal banquet are not prohibited because of Bishul Akum. So what about bread that's not Ola al Shulchan Malachim? Is there a heter? Is there a kula? Especially since we assume, bepashtus, that both Pas Akum and Bishul Akum are Aser Mishum Chasnus, and especially we mentioned the view of the Ran and the Rambam who held that they were both instituted at the same time. So maybe one would expect that there's a heter for Eino Olah Shulchan Malachim for Pas Akum, just like there is for Bishul Akum. However, even though, as I said, the Rambam does seem to assume that both Pas and Bishul Akum are part of the same Yod Ches Davar, and this is Dafka, there's also the view of the Ran, both of them quite clearly say that the rules and regulations of Pas Akum and Bishul Akum are very different from each other. We'll have to talk about why, but for example, the Pashtus, the Rambam, maintains that there is no heter of Eino Olah Shulchan Malachim for Pas Akum. He doesn't mention it. Likewise, the Ran says specifically that the rules that govern Pas Akum are not the same as Bishul Akum. For example, Shalosh Melachos Bepas, like putting it in the oven and lighting the oven, apply only for Bishul Akum on Pas, not Pas Akum. What I mean, we'll get back to shortly. So the Pashtus is that even though Misvara, you might have expected that there be a kula here, in fact, there isn't. Now, the matter, though, is somewhat debated in the Achronim, and there are two Rishonim, the Rush and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, which are used as sources to argue both that it should be mutter, if it's in Olah Shulchan Malachim, and Asher. So let's start with the Rush, and we'll start with the Lashon of the Tur, towards the beginning of Kuf Yud Beis. V'kasav of Adoni Avi Arashal, b'tshuva, shelo asu ala pas chitim v'sa'orim v'kusmin v'shibol eshu'al v'shifon. The only time we have a prohibition on Bishul Akum is from the chameshas mine dagan, wheat, rye, spelt, oats, and barley. Aval lo shel kibnis v'shel orez v'duchan. Let's say you make a bean bread or rice bread or millet bread. In that case, there is no iser of pas akum. Why? So he says, enu v'chlal pas tam she'asru v'gam eno chashev lios bo mishum bishulei ovde kochavim. So the question is, how do we read that line? The Rash seems to be saying two things here. What are the two things he is saying? So I think you could read this line in two ways. One way to read it is the first thing he says is it's not bechlal pas she'asru. Fine. In other words, when they said pas is asr, they meant the chamesha saminim, and they didn't mean bean bread or rice bread. And then he says that v'gam eino chashev lios bo mishum bishulei gayim. That could mean it's not bichlal bishul akum because it's not bishul. Now there's eino chashev, it's not nechshav tavshil. The geder of bishul akum is shlakos. That's what the Mishnah calls it. The Mishnah doesn't even call it bishul akum. The Mishnah says they were oser shlakos. Shlakos are cooked dishes. It doesn't mean pas. So basically, according to this first read of the Torah, rice bread has two tzadim. Number one is that it's not bechlal pasakum. So maybe you'll say, well, since it's not bechlal pasakum, so it should be included in the prohibition of shlakos, of bishalakum. No, it's lo chashev lios mishum bishalagayim, because it's not shlakos, it's pas. It is pas. It's just not pas shasru. Right? This issue comes up also in Hilchos Brachos. There's a famous Rabbeinu Yonah about this and other sources. Do we say that rice bread or duchan bread has a status of pas? Obviously, it's not hamotzi, but it has a shame pas. So what the Rush is saying is that it's not pasakum because they only aser the chameshas mine dagan, and it's also not aser mishum shlakos because eino chashev lios bo mishum bishlagayim. It's not shlakos. It's not bishul. The second way to read the Rush is no. He means to say it's eino chashev for bishul akum because it's not olal shulchan malachim. Eino chashev in the sense that it's not chashuv. It's not important. It's not valuable. It's not special. And if that's the correct reading, what he's saying is it's not pasakum because they only asked the chameshas minim. So if it's not pasakum, automatically it should be within the isser of bishul akum. But it's not asher mishum bishul akum because it's not chashuv. It's not olal shulchan malachim. So what's the nafkamina between these two reasons? So nafkamina number one is, let's say you had pas orez that was olal shulchan malachim. So if you held to the first reading, it would be mutter. Sorry, that was olal shulchan malachim. I don't know what I said. If you had pas orez that was olal shulchan malachim. Why? Because if you hold to the first reading, so here, it would still be mutter, because it's not bechlal pasakum, and it's not bechlal bishalakum, even though it's olal shulchan malachim. But if you hold to the second reading, it would be aser mishum bishalakum. So if you had fancy rice bread, or fancy millet bread, so then there would be an isser of bishalakum according to the second reading, not the first reading. The other nafkamina is, what's the halacha if you have pas akum that's eino olal shulchan malachim? Why? Because if you learn like the second reading, so then l'chora the implication is that the isser of pas akum should apply even when it's eino olal shulchan malachim. Because what's he saying? This is mutter. It's not pasakum because it's not from the chameshas minim, and it's not bishalakum because it's eino ola. But the only reason why, but he didn't say it's not pasakum because it's eino ola. In other words, even though this pas orez that we're talking about is eino ola shulchan malachim, that's not the reason why he said it's mutter mishum pasakum. The reason why it's mutter mishum pasakum is because it's not mechameshas mine dagan. So the implication is that all bread is aser, even bread that's eino olal shulchan malachim. So, as we said, from the lashon of the Rush, as cited by the Tur, l'chora you could go both ways on these questions. However, if you look at the Rush inside, it doesn't really sound like there's much room for doubt. His lashon inside is da. Ki ein bo mishum pas shalgayim, she'enu b'chal pas dam, she'asu chachamim mishum chasnas, de eino chashiv, v'afilu b'bishule gayim, gam eino ola shulchan malachim. Oh, sounds like he's saying the reason why it's not pasakum is because it's not chashiv. De'eino chashiv. Now what does that mean? Even if we say de'eino chashiv means that it's not chashiv pas, what's he saying? He's saying that like the second reading, right? Because he says, afilu bebishalakum, it's ein ola shulchan malachim in mutter. So even though it's ein ola shulchan malachim, right? Still, that's not the reason why he's matir pas. He's matir pas because it's not bechlal the chamesh minim. So from the lashon of the Rush, it sounds very much like the second reading, in which case, there's two nafkaminas. Nafkamina that A, non-fancy rice bread. The nafkamina would be pas orez that's olal shulchan malachim would be aser, and also that made of rice bread that is olal shulchan malachim, that's not olal shulchan malachim would also be aser. Right? Those are the two nafkaminas. So that's the way I would read the Rosh. However, the Avne Nezer, and you have this in your source sheets, the Avne Nezer says, no, there's no raya from the Rosh le Hachmir. Again, I said, let's focus on the question, the more common question is, Pas Akum, that's Eino Ola Shocha Malachim, right? So the Avne Nezer says that my raya from the Rosh isn't a raya, and he has a whole pilpul based off of the Pre-Chadish and the like. I'm not sure I quite understand it. You can look in Sifkat and Vav and Zion. It's also in your Makor sheets. But he, somehow or another, is Docha the Raya from the Rosh that I thought it would be a Raya Lachmir, and he's Docha. Does he have any Rayas that support him, though? In other words, Naniach, you can get rid of the Raya Lachmir from the Rosh, but do you have any Rayas Lahakel? So he thinks he has a Raya Lahakel from Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham is cited by the Shach Sifkat and Hay. His Lashon is as follows. Pashel kitnis, ein bo mishum bishule gayim, v'lo mishum pashel gayim, de eino ola shocham alachem, kach kasva mefarshim. Farshim is actually probably the Rosh. Rabbeinu Yerucham, I think, was a Talmud of the Rosh. And the Rosh is the only one that talks about this. So Rabbeinu Yerucham says that why is it that pas orez is mutter, sai mishum pasakum, because it's eno ola shocham lachem. The simple reading of Rabbeinu Yerucham sounds like it's not pasakum because it's eno ola shocham lachem. In other words, there's a single reason, right? Why is it that rice bread is not pasakum for the same reason why it's not bishalakum, because it's eno ola shocham lachem. Now, if that's true, then it would come out that if you had wheat bread that was eno ola shocham lachem, it would not be aser mishum pasakum. That's l'chor what comes out from Rabbeinu Yerucham. You could be doche, because he's not, you could say that the reason isn't going back on both, but, and he would be reading the Lashon of the Rosh, presumably, when the Rosh said, Dak yembo mishum mishule gayim, she'eno b'chlal pastam, she'asru chachamim mishum chasnas, de'eno chashav. De'eno chashav means, it's not chashav, it's not olal shulcha malachim. Not, it's not chashav pas. But it's not chashuv in terms of chashivas. A little shver, because the next line he mentions ein olach shocham malachim. So you should say that line in the first line, the way that Rabbeinu Yerucham is reading it. But nevertheless, it is the case that the simple reading of Rabbeinu Yerucham is lahakel, and the simple reading of the Rosh is lahachmir. So halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? So I would say that most poskim are machmir on this shayla. The Rabbeinu Yerucham, Avnei Nezer, by the way, is Yordea Simen Tzadi Beis Os Zion. One question that we could ask is that this heter is not mentioned by the Rishonim. In other words, Epis, maybe it's a Diak in Rabbeinu Yerucham. But if we have this heter for all pas, anytime it's in Olo Shalom Lachim, so the Rishonim, the Gemara should say so more explicitly. In other words, we spend so much time talking about Bishalachim that's in Olo Shulchan Malachim. Why is it that there's no mention of Pasachim she'in Olo Shulchan Malachim? So that's a kasha. The Mata Yonasan, who also paskins like the Avnei Nezer, and Dibor Maskel Vagam, tries to answer this question. He says, oh, Mashalo Chilku Kain, Hainu Mishum de Stam Pas Ole, Mishum de Iker Sudahu Bepas. In other words, the reason why the Rishonim didn't mention the heter of, and the Gemara for that matter, didn't mention the heter more explicitly of Ein Olah Shulchan Malachim is because Stam Pas is Olah Shulchan Malachim. It's a little dochak, because we know that in the times of the Gemara there were all sorts of different quality breads. Because he's saying that in times of the Gemara all bread was Olah Shulchan Malachim. Nowadays it's not. Right? The poskim talk about Pas Shachor and Pas Bran Bread. Right, nowadays, if we were Makel on the Shaila, I think all of the super bread, supermarket bread, all the breads that you get in a bag would be mutter. Right, when you go to the supermarket and you buy sandwich bread, they would never serve such bread al Shulchan Malachim. Bread that dirt al Shulchan Malachim is bakery style bread. It's fancier. Right, imagine going to a wedding and having that like soft bread at your right? No, you wouldn't have that. Challah is Olah Shulchan Malachim, but like standard, the loaves that you get at ShopRite for 99 cents, those are not Olah Shulchan Malachim. So if you pass it like the Avnei Nezer, that would be a big kula. Even for those who are Makel the rest of the year, it would be a kula for Aseret Shmei Teshuva. So So nowadays we definitely have lots of bread that's in olach masoch malachim. But the Ma'ati Yonasan says no, bizman chazal, that was unheard of. So I think that's a bit of a dochak. I was thinking of the Gemara in Gittin. We all learn it on Tisha B'Av, the story of Marsa Bas Baisos. So remember, she goes ahead, there's the siege of Yerushalayim, so she sends her servant out to get first smida, high quality flour for good bread. Okay, there's none left. He comes back, so she says, okay, get me chiyurta. Comes back, there's none left, so get me gushkira, get me kimcha, v'chulei v'chulei. Sounds like even Bizman Chazal, there were many levels of flour, and therefore, presumably, many levels of bread. Even if we're naniach, like the Ma'ati Yonasan, so you could also ask, so then Mechatesi made the heter. In other words, what did he say? He said, why is it that they didn't mention the heter? Because it's Loshchiach. So if it's Loshchiach, Mechatesi, they made the heter. You have to say, well, they made the heter, but they just didn't mention it. Now, so maybe I'll say no. The reason they didn't mention it is, like we said, because it's Chad Gzeira, right? Like we said before, the Rambam and the Ran. But we already saw in the Rambam and the Ran, those who said that it is Chad Gzeira, they themselves were Mechalik between the rules. So again, Lemaisa, the Pashtus and the Rush is not like the Avnei Nezer. Again, B'dochak, you could get out of that. The Pashtus and Rabbi Yerucham is like the Avnei Nezer. You could also get out of that. And Halach Lemaisa, this could be very relevant. The pre-megadim is machmir as well. It's a kuf yud beis mishpatzo zav sifkat and gimel. There's what to talk about in Taz, sifkat and beis. I think we'll skip it for now. Shmuel Kretsch told me that if you look at the Star K website, maybe they fixed it by now, he said, the Star K website for the guidelines for Aseres Yimei Tshuva quotes this Avnei Nezer. So he called them up. He said, what are you quoting the Avnei Nezer for? Nobody learns like the Avnei Nezer. So they told him, yeah, we don't think that. It's wrong. We just forgot to change the website. Okay, hey, you know, it's Lemaisa during this. We'll talk about Aseres Yimei Tshuva, but it's not Mikra Adin. The Arch HaShulchan is also Machmir. The question, though, is why? In other words, why would you say that the heter of Ein Olah Shalom Lachem doesn't apply here? Okay, naniach that it doesn't, but why? Especially, again, they're both Asher Mishum Chasnos. And if you say that there's no Chasnos when something's Ein Olah Shalom Lachem, because Ein Adam Azmin Chaveiro Lissod Etzlo for something that is Chashov. So if the reason, if in fact, in reality, there's no chasnas, so one answer might be a little practical. Here the concern of chasnas was at the bakery. It wasn't she yisod, she yasmin chaveh or lisod, that's low. The Rambam says, what's the reason why, by Bishul Akum, there's no concern with ein olah shulcha malachim? Because, like I said, ein adam mazmin chaveh or lisod, that's low. When you're inviting a guest, so you serve them chasha food. That wasn't the concern for Pasakam. The concern for Pasakam is you go to the bakery and you see the baker's daughter and you fall in love. I saw the Chalkas Binyamin gives two answers to this question. Number one is he says that Be'etzem Lechem is chashav. Now this is, and therefore it's like automatically Olah Shalom Lechem. This is a big chiddush because for Bishul Akum, as we'll see, we don't go by the min, we go by the particular tavshil, right? For example, we don't say potatoes are sometimes served at a royal banquet, so therefore potato chips or french fries should be usher. No, we say that since you don't eat potato chips at a royal banquet or french fries, again, we'll get into the details of this when we get to Bishul Akum, but we don't look at it broadly, we look at it specifically. So therefore, that answer is difficult, though the Taz sounds a little bit that way. The Taz writes in Sifkan Beis, "Shezeu davar chashiv umevi lidei kiruv das." That there's an inherent chashivus of pas, and it's mevi lidei kiruv das. It's especially compelling, maybe if you don't like the Ramban, that there's more of a chash chasnus by pas. We have to switch rooms. This is, I'm sorry, it's so hot in here. The second reason that the Badi Shulchan says, not the Badi Shulchan, the Chalkas Binyamin says, is that Stam Pas Bimei Chazals Olah Shulchan Lachem, like we said, I think it's a little schwer. So one of the common shailas that this comes up in, everybody asks, can you have pretzels during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva? So l'chor, if you follow the Avnei Nezer, it should be mutter. And if you don't follow the Avnei Nezer, and as we said, most poskim are machmir, so then l'chatchila, one shouldn't have pretzels during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. However, there might be another tzad l'hakel for some pretzels. Rav Shechter thinks that small pretzels don't have tzuras hapas, so therefore they're mutter for a different reason. We'll get back to that when we talk about the shach. Oh,
cereal?
I'm sorry? So, yeah, same story. We'll talk about that when we get to cereal. But, yes, there's a machlokas among contemporary poskim how to deal with things like Cheerios and the like. So, Bezras Hashem, we will return to that question. Okay, Adkan Sif Aleph. So we'll pick up, I guess, tomorrow with Sif Beis, and we're going to talk about tomorrow the Dion and the Rishonim as to whether or not they were in actuality Matir Pasakum or not. What was the nature of the Isser and the like? And you could see a number of the Makoros on your source books. Okay.